Hello, it's the 20th of March, 2019, and today we have the Four of Cups again, and the Ten of Coins and the King of Cups. Don't ask, don't tell. I'm glad to see the Four of Cups again today, and again where it belongs, in the past position, because as usual, after I posted the read of this card a day or so ago, or whenever it was, I thought of an interpretation which was being more appreciative of what one has. So there's that. The vine man, the human on the four, who is being slowly grown over by green ivy as he sits uninterested, rejecting offer after offer in the form of three golden cups that sit untouched before him, is dissatisfied, apathetic, and unfulfilled. He or she is offered one final golden cup from out of the golden clouds by the sky hand, leaving us to wonder whether he or she ever did accept that final offer. In the center position is a pile of old money, or a pile of new money, which will someday be old money, the Ten of Coins, Virgo, Taurus, Capricorn. This is a card of wealth, and more importantly, of shared wealth. The old-timey image is of generations of a family in an old established garden under a stone archway. You yourself may be lucky enough to be sitting on this inheritance or windfall, or more likely, the real and lucrative reward for a lifetime's work. Yours, mom's and dad's, their mom and dad, and so on. In any case, we're better than fine. We may be in a position where we're sustained, secure, and comfortable, if not downright rich. The Morgan Greer deck created in the 70s has a much calmer feel in general than the old images, the crowded family portrait having been replaced by a couple who appear as equals, as indicated by the two golden flagpoles crossed before their own stone archway, each red flag painted or embroidered with five golden pentacles. You have money, I have money. Let's go do good stuff with our money. This is a marriage card in that sense. I have a realm, you have a realm. Let's do this. I don't usually read this card as a dysfunctional family card, but it is. And when you think about it, it has to be. When there's this much involved, as in wealth, property, family, business, and or legacy, there's bound to be some skeletons in the closet or somebody poisoning somebody's food. No? In the future, we have the People's King, as I like to call him, the big-hearted, compassionate King of Cups, or water, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio. We all love this king. He feels this. He or she cares. On the Morgan Greer card, which I do feel conveys the true nature of this king a bit more to me than the nervous-looking Rider-Waite Coleman Smith image, we see a mellow king, gold goblet in his right hand, gold scepter in his left, gazing into space, his or her expression serene. The sky is blue and the choppy ocean water behind him green, as is the graceful wrapping of his headdress, the color of the heart chakra. This king could easily let his heart rule his head, but he's king. Do not mistake his kindness for weakness. The King of Cups in olden times sits on a throne that looks as if it were set out to drift or sink on a choppy ocean on a block of cement. I'd be nervous too. Could be that pile of money came from somewhere he'd better not talk about unless he wants a new pair of cement shoes. Reminds me of the underwater mafia graveyard stories about Lake Tahoe. Maybe Vine Man did take that offer he couldn't refuse, but you'll never hear it from this king. He's the keeper of everyone's secrets because people can trust him. The choppy waters representing emotions, they do not faze this king, whose expression remains unchanged, and so we, in turn, are calmed as well. It's like when you hit turbulence and the first thing you do is start watching the steward people, because generally there's probably no need to worry unless they look scared. Everything's fine, says the King of Cups, who could represent a father, husband, or anyone really who has this soothing effect on you. Vine Man, having waited for the right offer, struck gold, basically. Conversely, you may have been the one in the position to make the offer, seeing as you have all the money, but didn't find anything or anyone you could put your whole heart or money into until now. It's possible that you or someone else is worried about some skeletons in the closet or some painful family history. I get a don't ask, don't tell vibe out of this scene, but that's what or who made the King of Cups who he or she is. An excellent and compassionate, helpful counselor, sympathetic but constructive and practical advisor, or a favorite, dedicated doctor. This could even have been an investment in family therapy or therapy of your own, and you've come out of it very well, having struck that balance, when to give, to whom, how much, when not to. You may be recommended a good doctor or therapist. This king may get a little sad when he's in his cups. This king may be actively looking for a queen with which to have an heir. The waters are stirring. But I don't think so. This king may not be interested in a queen at all. This king would like to be remembered as a kind, generous, loving leader of his people, whoever they are. And his poetry.